Teddy Bear Tales, The Doll's House. Teddy Bear always likes calling in to see his friend, the toy maker. His workshop is such a nice, warm place to be, with lots of interesting things going on. "Nice to see you, Teddy," the toy maker smiled one morning. "Come over to my bench and tell me what you think of this doll's house I'm making for the children's hospital." Teddy thought how pleased the children would be. "Isn't it their party tomorrow?" asked Teddy. "Yes," said the toy maker. Next day, Teddy decided to go past the children's hospital on his way to the toy maker's workshop. Everyone was busy putting up decorations and setting out the tables ready for the party. If only the children had something nice to see from their balcony instead of this ugly old wall, sighed Matron. Even the birds don't stay long because there is nowhere for them to feed. Teddy wished he could help. "Not much fun sitting out on a balcony when there is nothing to see." "Never mind," he told himself. "Just wait until the toy maker brings the lovely doll's house." He could hardly wait to see it himself. But as he turned the corner, the toy maker came hurrying towards him, looking very upset. "Such a dreadful thing has happened, Teddy," he cried. "I left my workshop window open last night so that the paint would dry, and the rain came in and made the wood swell, and now the walls don't fit, so I can't put the floors in either." "Oh dear," said Teddy, "and you worked so hard." Then Teddy had an idea. "Toy maker," he said, "can you fix some hooks to the bottom of the house and take out the back wall and perhaps make the roof a bit thicker too?" "Yes," said the toy maker in surprise, "but..." "Do that, then bring it to the children's hospital," said Teddy. "I'll meet you there." And off Teddy went into the woods with his daddy, and together they collected all the nuts and berries and pips they could find. Then Mummy Bear gave them some pieces of stale bread and an old saucer, and off they all went to meet the toy maker at the children's hospital. It really was a very good idea. Soon the toy maker was fixing the strange looking house onto the wall, and even before Teddy had put out all the berries, the nuts, the pips, the stale bread and a saucer of water, birds began flying in and out of their new home. "What a sight for the children to see from the balcony," cried Matron. "Thank you, toy maker." "And thank you, Teddy," smiled the toy maker. The end.